you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. The ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities, both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org to start your journey today. All right, let's get into the Phillies now. Todd Zielecki joins us. Hello, Todd. How are you today? Great to have you back.
Yeah, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Just from a job point of view, how enjoyable has this team been to cover?
They're fantastic. Obviously, you know, as a reporter, you don't necessarily root for anything, but it does make your job a heck of a lot easier when the team is winning and everybody is in a good mood. And it's also nice because people are actually reading your stories and are interested in the team, so you don't feel like you're out there, you know, spending a weekend in Cincinnati or St. Louis writing a story that nobody's going to read because the team's on pace to lose 100 games. That's a totally different situation when the team's on pace to win, you know, 110-plus games. And so it's been a lot of fun. It's really been an enjoyable year.
Now, JT is out for at least a month. Dave Dombrowski said that the other day. His value almost really can't be stated. Do you expect Dave Dombrowski to do anything, if anything, or will he just wait it out until JT gets back?
I think he's going to wait it out until JT gets back because it's only going to be about 4 to 5 weeks from what they expect. They said there were no surprises yesterday during the procedure, which is good news. So it's kind of what they thought it was going to be. And so I think they feel they can live with Garrett Stubbs and Rafael Marchand for a month. You know, they're going to get Trey Turner back possibly within the next few days. They're going to get Brandon Marsh back possibly within the next few days. You know, Bryce Harper's playing great. The offense is mostly clicking on all cylinders right now. They have some of the best starting pitching in baseball and in recent memory. And they also have a significant lead over the Braves. So all of that, you put all of that together and you go, can we live a month without JT? It's not ideal, but I think that is something that they can do. And remember, like, they haven't really missed a beat with Trey Turner on the injured list. And, you know, JT's a different position. There's more of a significant drop-off there. But they've played without Bryce Harper for stretches each of the previous two seasons. They played an entire season without Rhys Hoskins. So they have proven that when these types of things happen, they're not just going to crumble over the pressure. And I think Dave Dombrowski recognizes that.
Yeah, and that's really important. What's your thought? Trey Turner's coming back. We know he's a quality player. Is it possible, though, just to be patient because he's been away so long?
In what sense?
Just like, okay, let him work his way back into this thing. He's not going to go out and hit 400 right away.
Yeah, no, I mean, I expect him when he's ready to come back, they're just going to put him out there every day. You know, he was having a really nice season before he got hurt. And, the first few weeks, could they maybe give him an extra day off? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe give him a day or two off? Possibly. I could see them kind of working him in slowly, but when he declares himself healthy, I do expect him to be out there more often than not. But, you know, Rob Thompson has shown that in the past. When a guy does come back from an injury, he might get an extra day here or there. So if there's an off day coming up when Trey Turner comes back, maybe he gives him a day off before or after the off day to give him two consecutive days just to rest to make sure nothing pops up again. Because that's worst-case scenario, right, is that he comes back and then a week or two in, he re-injures the hamstring, which certainly would mean a longer time on the injury list.
And by the way, don't forget about the Philly Show with Todd, Jim Salisbury, Ruben Amaro Jr. It's anywhere you get your podcasts, check them out. They'll give you the great Phillies information you need and Major League Baseball information you need over and over again. The starting pitching. What has stuck out to you about the starting pitching? And to me, it's the quality of innings that they eat up. They're easing the burden on the bullpen. Do you agree with that?
Totally. Yeah, that's such a huge thing. You think of how baseball has been going over the past decade, right? It's been trending in the other direction in terms of starting pitching. It's like, wow, they've gone through the order two times. We can't have them face the order three times, so we're going to go to the bullpen. So guys were only going five, six innings, and this rotation is kind of kicking it old school, you know? They're going six, seven innings, sometimes eight innings, and it is really beneficial for the bullpen. I think that's part of the reason why you're seeing such strong seasons from Matt Strom, Jeff Hoffman. Jose Alvarado had a hiccup the other day in London, but he's been pretty solid. So you see those guys having great years out of the bullpen as well. For me, the thing that kind of stands out is in an era of max velocity, guys throwing hard, this isn't that rotation. You know, Zach Wheeler is probably the hardest thrower. Christopher Sanchez is up there, but think of Ranger Suarez, think of Aaron Nola. They have a low 90s fastball. They don't have great fastballs, but they can locate and they can change speeds and they can throw breaking balls and off speed pitches and they can kind of pinpoint those pitches with their command. And I think those are really important things. So you see that with those guys. They're not just going up there and trying to strike out 15 guys a game. They're trying to get early contact, balls hit on the ground, and let the defense do the work. And it's really, really showing up in terms of, like you said, at the very top there, and how deep they can pitch into games. Because they're not striking guys out, but they don't need to strike guys out.
Well, it's interesting because Dennis Eckersley, he was a great starter. Then he became a great reliever. Well, he said when he was a starter with Cleveland, he said he was a thrower. When he got to Boston, he said that's where he became a pitcher and understood how to pitch. Are the Phillies putting together the kind of staff that, it's a copycat thing? Where a lot of teams, they look around and say, you know what, we need more pitchers and not throwers.
Yeah, I think so. It would be great if the Phillies were kind of ground zero on getting baseball back to starting pitching stars and great starting pitching matchups. And I think I think some teams are noticing. I know the Phillies have made a concerted effort to train their minor leaguers to pitch deep into games as much as possible. So, a great example of that is Mick Abel in AAA. Now, he's not having a good year. His command is not great. But they're letting him go out there and pitch. It isn't one of those situations where you look at his daily game log and he's three innings, four innings because they're trying to protect his arm. No, they're trying to let him build up an innings count, innings pitched. They're pushing his pitch count as much as they possibly can because when he comes to the big leagues, if he gets to the big leagues, they want him to be able to go six, seven innings. They don't want it to be, oh, hey, by the way, you're never trained to do this, but now we expect you to do this. And so I do hope and I do think that some teams are looking at the Phillies going, you know what? This actually isn't a bad formula for success. I mean, it did work for the first 100-plus years of baseball. Why can't we get back to it?
So we mentioned Trey Turner and we mentioned JT. And so how do you view the depth in the Philly system if they were to run into trouble at a couple of different spots?
Well, I think catching is probably the weakest part. So, when we talked about is Dave Dombrowski going to go out and do something, I don't think in this month he's going to go out and find another big league catcher. But I do think one thing that would make a lot of sense for him to do, and it would not surprise me, if they went out and tried to find some AAA catching depth. Because right now in AAA, it's really thin. They have Aramis Garcia, who's got a little bit of big league time, but he has really struggled offensively this year. He's been a little bit better in the last week, hit a few home runs. I think that is the big concern. If for instance, say JT's injury was worse, or say he got hurt again, say something happened to Garrett Stubbs or Rafael Marchand, well, now you're really, really thin, and that's a really big issue. So that is a bit of a concern at catcher. I do think they are pretty well covered. in the outfield and in the infield. You know, in the infield, you have Edmundo Sosa, you have Whit Merrifield. In the outfield, you know, Whit Merrifield can play out there. I think you might see some Edmundo Sosa out there. You have Christian Pache. Mm-hmm. You have David Dahl, who's come up and played well. Jordan Luplo is in AAA with some big league time. He's played pretty well. So I do think position player-wise, they can kind of make things work. Starting pitching-wise, of course, if something would happen, one of the five starters, you can slide Spencer Turnbull in there. Beyond that, I think it starts to get thin. You know, you have David Buchanan, who has some big league time, but he hasn't pitched in the big leagues in several seasons. Tyler Phillips is a prospect that they like. Michael Mercado is a prospect that they really like. He might actually be the first guy up if something should happen, like, you know, one or two starters. So they do have some options there, but I think there's always room to add, again, especially behind the plate.
What's interesting is the Phillies actually beat the Red Sox back to Boston because of a plane problem for the Red Sox getting out of Chicago. But how do you view, I know it's a couple games and each team gave up a home game. I understand it's a big picture view of it, but how do you view the fact that Major League Baseball is playing some games in the regular season overseas like that?
Well, I personally, I got to go over there last week, and I absolutely loved the experience.
Yeah.
Now, I talking to players, coaches, managers, you know, Rob Thompson over there, I think the vast majority of everybody involved really enjoyed the experience. You know, Rob Thompson said, man, if I could come back every year to do this, I 100% would.
Wow.
There were a few players, of course, like, ah, boy, there's a lot of off days and boy, the jet lag and, you know, you're going to find that anywhere with anything. I think overall though, for the growth of baseball, talking to players, they love the atmosphere. Bryce Harper loved it. Nick Castellanos loved it. A lot of the other players really enjoyed it. And man, I tell you what, if the Phillies could go back to London every year, and if I could make that an annual work trip, sign me up.
Yeah. That's
sign
great.
Sign me up.
When the Yankees and the Red Sox did it a few years ago, like the games were in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How did the park play out in London this time, in your opinion, you know, compared to a major league park?
Yeah, so it was interesting. The dimensions are really short to center, but the power alleys are a little bit longer.
Okay.
So the first two London series, and then including last year's between the Cubs and Cardinals, a lot of really, really high-scoring games.
Right.
And the theory is that those first two series, the one you mentioned, Yankees-Red Sox and then Cubs-Cardinals, it was later in June, and it was really, really hot in London.
Right.
The temperature in London this past week, this temperature in London this past week was in the 60s, so it was very cool, you know, so it wasn't bad at all. And I think that might have helped keep the ball in the ballpark a little bit. So at the only other thing that I could really say about the field is that the turf itself was very, very spongy. So you saw some kind of like interesting hops and bounces. Players said that they had never played on turf like that. But it wasn't so bad or such a concern that players were griping about it. It was more just like, yeah, this is weird. I have to pay attention to this. I have to really go out there pregame to make sure I kind of know how the ball might hop off the turf so I can field the ball cleanly.
What's been interesting to this point is that the Dodgers and the Yankees, in a lot of ways, have sucked all the oxygen out of the room. Is it your sense that this team likes the fact that they can just go about their business and they're not going to be... I mean, they can just go out and just be the Phillies every day. They don't have to have all the extra attention at this hour.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think that they know in baseball they have kind of a target on their backs, but I do think that they are comfortable in their skin. I don't think that they mind kind of, you know, not being the Yankees or not being, you know, one of these teams like the Dodgers that everybody's, you know, drooling over and all of that. They're very, very focused. But even if they were one of those teams and one of those markets, this team is – I can say this. This team is very, very focused, and they really have their eyes set on the postseason. You know, they know they want to keep playing as well as they possibly can. They want to win the division. They want to get the home field advantage throughout the NL playoffs. but they know that anything can happen in the playoffs, and the job is not finished until you're on a parade float going down Broad Street. And I think that's something they're always keeping in mind as they go through the season.
Todd, there's also the other part. Ronald Acuna's out for the year. Strider's out for the year. The Braves have been hit hard by the injury bug. What was your thought on them as to how it's played out for them to this point?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think it's a shame that you want the best players on the field at all times, so you want Acuna out there, you want Spencer Strider out there. It would make the baseball a lot more fun and a lot more interesting. And I feel like the Phillies will tell you too as well. Like, yeah, we wish that Acuna was healthy and Strider was healthy, because I think they want to play the best and beat the best to be the best. And it's unfortunate. I'm sure the Braves will have something up their sleeve to try to rebound from this. And hey, you know what? The Braves are still a really good team. They've been struggling lately. They've had some huge injuries. But as long as they get in, anything can happen. And if you don't believe that, you know, of course, just look at the last two postseasons where the Braves won 100 games each of the last 2 years, and the underdog Phillies wiped them out in the first round in the NLDS.
Don't forget, it's the Philly Show with Todd, Jim Salisbury, Ruben Amaro Jr., anywhere you get podcasts. Todd Zalecki, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Steve. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Todd Zalecki joining us on the show today. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Go to NILGameChangers.org on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.